Yes, Ian Murray MP, Shadow Secretary of State for Scotland. Well, this is a real opportunity at Tory party conference in the next few days for the Secretary of State for Scotland and the Prime Minister to reassert that they wish the Scotland Bill to take the powers of the Smith Agreement and to fulfil them both in spirit and substance, and to agree with our amendments that mean that Scotland could design its own welfare system and make sure that the powers of a powerhouse parliament are delivered as promised. Well, we want the Smith Agreement to be delivered in full, so what we're asking for is for the Scottish Parliament to have the power to essentially design its own welfare system, and that means that it could top up any reserve benefit at UK level, but also introduce new benefits that are devolved to the Scottish Parliament. So it would really be a system whereby the bill would transfer the powers that Scotland could design its own welfare system and, of course, pay for that particular welfare system as well, and that would meet the spirit and substance of the Smith Agreement, but also go a little bit further in terms of the devolution of housing benefits, so the Scottish Parliament could have more power to deal with Scotland's housing crisis. Well, the SNP have said that they want to take things further in the Smith Agreement, but we've yet to see any amendments to the bill that would do that. We've led the charge on trying to see the Scotland Bill as a real opportunity. We promised that it would be delivered. We want to make sure it's delivered in full, but we also want to make sure that the Scottish Parliament becomes one of the most powerful devolved parliaments in the world. And if that's the outcome of this process, then we want to grab it with both hands, see it as a real opportunity so we can deliver on the ambitions that we have for Scotland, whereas the SNP want this bill to fail. They're desperate to be disappointed by it because their ultimate goal is independence. Well, this is their opportunity, isn't it? They are in government, they have the majority, they have this bill in Parliament. If they amend the bill, if they accept Labour's changes to the bill, then not only will we have fulfilled the promise, but we'll be able to turn the Scottish Parliament into the powerhouse Parliament that was promised back at the referendum. And that allows us to move on, not to talk about the arguments of last year, but to see how those powers would be used to help the Scottish Parliament and to help the Scottish people and develop a policy platform that's really in chime with the Scottish people. So here's the Prime Minister and the Secretary of State for Scotland's opportunity to tell the nation and tell the country they're going to deliver as promised for the country, accept Labour's amendments and take this bill forward. Well, Kezia Dugdale's been in post now for a month. She's doing a great job at changing the way in which the Labour Party works. She's opening it up to new people. Her membership is the highest it's been in living memory, so many people are joining the Labour Party to get involved. She's changing the narrative in terms of what Scotland wants to deliver, and she wants to act on the changes that she promises that she'll make. And Jeremy Corbyn's leadership a few weeks ago is working hand in hand with that. He's made it very clear that Kezia Dugdale is a leader of the Scottish Labour Party and what she says will be implemented, but he wants to be in Scotland, he wants to show that Scotland's important, he wants to develop a policy platform that chimes with the values of Scotland, which are the values of the Labour Party, and I think it's a very positive future and a fresh start. Well, the message is that the austerity agenda isn't working. Jeremy Corbyn has led very much the charge on an anti-austerity agenda, which many Scots welcome. The Tory party conference has to make sure that the Scotland Bill goes through in spirit and substance and accept Labour's amendments. And the other message to the Tory government is we'll not lie down with the two significant changes in terms of their cuts to tax credits for working families, but also their unbridled attack on the trade union movement. These are significant issues of which Scots feel very passionate about, and their message to their conference this week would be to change their mind on some of these incredibly draconian measures that affect tens of thousands of Scots and become a much more compassionate government. I think that's absolutely fine.
Great.